This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 27th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, temperatures today are quite warm, with sunny skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making it a perfect day to be outside. In Haifa, a cool breeze is keeping the air fresh. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that four IDF soldiers were injured in a clash with a Hezbollah gunman in southern Lebanon, with one officer moderately hurt. Also, Israel Hayom notes that the U.S. attacked Iranian sites in response to an attack on a commercial ship in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet discusses a high-stakes Lebanon deal that involves U.S. aid and a new oversight mechanism, including Israel, Lebanon, and the U.S. Separately, JNS states that the U.S. launched strikes on Iranian military sites after a drone attack on a cargo vessel. And finally, JTA covers Lebanon and Israel signing a framework agreement to end hostilities mediated by the Trump administration. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, an analyst, wrote just minutes ago that while Lebanon and Israel pursue peace, the Islamic Republic continues to destabilize the region. Me24, a Middle East news outlet, highlighted the historic nature of the Israel-Lebanon framework agreement, emphasizing its potential for peace and the challenges posed by Hezbollah. AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, praised the efforts of the U.S. administration for the agreement, noting that disarming Hezbollah is crucial for future peace. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the clash in southern Lebanon highlights the ongoing tensions along the border. The IDF soldiers were injured when a Hezbollah gunman attacked with a grenade. This incident underscores the fragile security situation in the region. Turning to the U.S. strikes, reported by Israel Hayom, these were in response to what Washington calls a clear violation of the ceasefire. CENTCOM announced targeting Iranian missile, drone, and radar installations. This shows the U.S.'s commitment to maintaining security and deterring further aggression. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage of the Lebanon deal reveals the U.S.'s plan to inject $130 million into Lebanon. This initiative aims to curb Hezbollah's influence and strengthen Lebanese sovereignty. The agreement's success may hinge on effective implementation. That strike, as JNS notes, follows a drone attack on a commercial vessel by Iran. CENTCOM's quick response underscores the strategic importance of the Strait of Hormuz and the need to protect global maritime routes. And finally, the framework agreement between Lebanon and Israel, as reported by JTA, represents a significant diplomatic breakthrough. Mediated by the Trump administration, it sets the stage for potential long-term peace, though challenges remain. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business Reports Palo Alto's CEO describes the AI revolution as a Darwinian moment for the job market, urging employees to adapt to new technologies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business observes a shift in the real estate market towards smaller and more flexible office spaces, reflecting changing work dynamics. And finally, Globes highlights Rami Levy's plans to float Kando drones, aiming to raise NIS 19 million despite current losses. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.